Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Israel and Hamas have stopped short of rejecting an Egyptian proposal to end their war. The Egyptian plan calls for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told members of his Likud party that he's determined to press ahead and intensify Israel's offensive in Gaza. A woman has died and more than 120,000 households have lost power on Queensland's Gold Coast after a ferocious storm brought winds of up to 100 kilometres per hour. The storm brought down more than 300 power lines, and a woman died at Helensvale when she was struck by a falling tree. Danny Donald from Energex has told the ABC it will be a major job to restore power.
It's really becoming a marathon. This isn't going to be a sprint. It's a big job, and some places, particularly in the more heavily wooded areas, may be without power for a few days, the way it's looking.
Cost of living pressures, higher tax payments and higher interest rates are expected to slow down Boxing Day sales. Many Australians are changing their consumption habits following a drop in Christmas sales compared to 2022. AMP's chief economist Shane Oliver says he's not predicting a significant boost in this year's Boxing Day retail figures.
I don't think the Boxing Day sales, which are still in the month of December, of course, will be enough to offset that. And we certainly saw that a year ago. Now, people were still out there on the Boxing Day sales, but it didn't quite have the same punch that it used to. In fact, we've seen this for the last 3 years now.
The founder of the Exodus Foundation charity, which is today known as the Reverend Bill Cruz Foundation, says this Christmas has been particularly difficult for struggling Australians. Reverend Bill Cruz says there are more hardworking people than ever before looking for support for basic necessities and services.
Well, we've morphed from feeding the homeless to feeding the hungry, because people coming in eating here, they can be working, but they're just not earning enough money. And a lot of people, and it's also feeding the lonely, that so many people are shut in their units and houses, never get out, and they're afraid. And through COVID, we've been all worried about communities. We're isolated from one another, and all that's done is created anxiety.
The Prime Minister was one of many volunteers feeding homeless and struggling Australians at the foundation in Sydney's West on Christmas Day. It's one of Sydney's largest frontline charities, serving up to 2,000 meals for those who need it every day, as well as social support services. And the 78th annual Sydney to Hobart yacht race is underway, with 113 boats setting sail this afternoon. A diverse fleet, including multiple former winners, will take on the 628 nautical mile race, and they are bracing for the possibility of thunderstorms. Veteran sailor and navigator Lindsay May will be racing in his 50th Sydney to Hobart on board the Whisper. His first race was back in 1973, and he says he didn't expect it to be a lifelong journey.
In 73, my first race, I never thought I would get to 50, and I had no idea what I was in for. I'd done very little racing. It was my first really year offshore. I had cruised to New Zealand on a boat, and it's just one of those things, you know, you get on, and if you do a good job, people say to you, oh, well, will you want to come along next year? And that's just what's happened year after year after year. What draws me back is getting to Hobart each year. The response from the people in Hobart and Tasmania is extraordinary, and you don't get anything like that in any other races around the world.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.